Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. I'm Mateen filling in for Kasim today. And our guest today is Rana. So Rana, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
My name is Rana Williams. I am full-time, I am a resource counselor. So basically, I work for a school district. I won't say which one, but I work for a school district and I'm a community connector. So I help the families. It's a really awesome thing. I help the families bridge the gap between the community resources and things that they might need here at school. So let's say if you were here in Houston where I am, and you would say, hey, I just moved here. Can you help me with anything? But part-time, which I want to make my full-time job, I have a t-shirt company. Well, apparel, it's not really just all t-shirts. It's an apparel line.
Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit more about your t-shirts and, you know, what they're all about and how you got the idea for it?
So I have a self-love, it's called T-Rotica. It's a self-love brand. I really promote positivity, empowerment, and being your true, authentic self. So every shirt has a story. And if you ever go to my website, which is trotica.shopify.com, you'll see that when you click on the description of my shirt, it's a quote or something that really speaks to you about the shirt. So I started my company in 2021, January 1st, 2021, right after like lockdown, everything happened. But during that time, the house party phenomenon. So me and all my friends, we were getting on house party. So we were just talking about everything. So I would say something like catchy. And my friend would say, girl, you need to put that on a shirt. I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't think anything of it. But every time me and her talk, she would say it again, like, you are crazy. You should put that on a shirt. So I really started thinking about it, like, wow, should I put this on a shirt? And then little ideas start coming to me, you know, like, I wonder if I should put this on a shirt. What would I call it? And then the name T-Rotica dropped in my head. So T-Rotica, erotic is an intense love. So I just play, it's a play on words. T, of course, is T-shirt. And erotic is an intense love. So I just say erotic is an intense love for yourself. So I just played. That's how I came up with the name of it. And at first I was just going to buy a bunch of shirts, find a printer. And then I started learning more and more about how to run an online business. This was all in like 30 days. Like once I set my mind to something, I make it happen. So I would get on like webinars about running e-commerce and all types of things. And on January 1st, 2021, I launched my website and I put it out to the world. Within the first 90 minutes, I had an order. I was like, oh, I got something here. I knew right then and there that it was bigger than me and people really resonated with my message. Even now when I wear my shirts, people really resonate with them. When I wear anything, because I have socks, I have hats, I've been ventured off into so many different avenues now. I've been in business for two years now, and it's growing every day. My fan base is getting bigger. What's crazy is, you know how like you have a demographic for your brand? My demographic is so vast, it's crazy. So I wore one of my most popular shirts, of course, with everything that was happening with Roe v. Wade. So I made a shirt. Can I say bad words on this podcast?
Yes, yes, go for it.
So the shirt is, the shirt says, so when Roe v. Wade happened, I made a shirt and the shirt says, put some respect on my pussy. So, right, like reverse Roe v. Wade. Like that was the whole thing, you know, reverse Roe v. Wade. Put some respect on my stuff. You just out here being crazy. So, I wear that shirt often. So I was out of town and I was just taken aback because this lady, she had to be like 65. She was like, come here. I was like, oh my gosh, she's about to get me because I got this shirt, you know? She was like, come over here. Come over here now. I was, and of course, you know, she's older, so I'm going to be respectful. So she was like, come here. I need to show you. I need my friends to see you. I was like, oh my God, they're about to scold me or pray for me or something. So she pulled me over there and she was like, I love this, sir. This is such an amazing message. Thank you. We need this. Like, I was so shocked. She took a picture with me and everything. She was like, I want that shirt. I was like, really, man? But it just made me feel good as a creator, like, wow, okay, I touched so many people. In that same day, a pregnant woman came to me. This was hilarious. She dragged me over to her husband and was like, look at her shirt, man. And then she's telling him, like, you better put some respect because she's big and pregnant. And he's a big guy. I'm like, she having all these big babies for you. You better put some respect on.
I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's just really been an awesome journey. It's also been part just, you know, learning because I'm not a real big social media person. So just learning how to navigate social media and market and network. That's my biggest thing now. Just that's why I'm so proud. Like, God is good for this opportunity because that's been my thing. Like, man, I really need to network and really start putting myself out there. So things like this, what you guys are doing, are super helpful because a lot of times, like, people will see some of my shirts and they'll be like, oh, those are a little risque, you know, but I'm like, but it's a message. Like,
it's one of those shirts that, like, at least for me, I have some shirts like that. Where, okay, like, I can wear it's like a family, like a family outing. I don't know if I'd wear it's like the store or something, you know. But it's still a funny shirt to wear, like a family, like barbecue or something.
Yeah, and what's funny is I have worn my shirts to my family barbecue. My aunt was hilarious. So I have that same shirt because I wore that shirt faithfully when everything was happening with Roe v. Wade. So I wore it to my family picnic. So my cousin, who's like uber conservative, she was like, I can't believe you're walking around with that shirt. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to walk around with this shirt because I'm protest. This is my protest. This is my statement. They need to put some respect on it. They taking away our rights. So once I said that to her, she looked like, I might get one of those shirts. I was like, see, put some respect on yours now.
So do you feel like most of your growth has really been just, you know, you wearing it or, like, you know, people seeing it? Because I feel like, to your point, right, it's like, it's a funny, like, I mean, I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I know, because you're not really, like, so you haven't really done so much social media. So how have you been able to grow this business or, like, really just get the word out?
Well, social media. I had to become a social media person. And that's the thing about business. You have to teach yourself to be uncomfortable. You got to do what you don't want to do so you can grow. So I started learning how to use, like, different editing apps and using TikTok. TikTok is really helpful. Using, you know, their little templates and stuff. It's super helpful. So if it gets loud, I walked outside. But that and really pushing it. Like, I was so against having a Facebook. Everybody was like, girl, you need Facebook if you have a business. So it was crazy. The month I got on Facebook, I did a drop. I always call my drops campaigns. So I did a She Is Art campaign. And it was great. It was great. My sales went up 108% when I got on Facebook, when I did that drop. I was like, whoa. This is crazy. So it's just not being stubborn, willing to try new things. So I still use social media to market. But the thing is, your product is the bonus. You are the brand. You know what I mean? Like, when I tell people or when they see me in my shirts and we get to have a conversation, you know, they know it's more than me just trying to sell a product. Like, it's deeper than that. I really want to touch people. I really want people to think about what's on those shirts. I really, when they see them, and that's usually what happens, like,
they start a conversation. So sorry about that. That is my main thing, like that I'm able to start uncomfortable conversations. I'm able to build that makes people feel good. Like anytime I've worn one of my products out, the socks, the hats, whatever, you can hear the whispers like, look at her shirt. Oh, or they tell me, I love your shirt. Where's that shirt from? And they can't believe it. So I'm like, oh, I make these shirts. They're like, what? So another thing I do when I'm out, I keep my website QR code with me. So I'm like, yeah, you can go check out the website because I want more and more people to see a new strategy that I'm about to start doing. I'm going to start vending. So here where I live in Houston, we have so many pop-up shops. It's hundreds of pop-up shops. So you can, you know, pay a vendor fee and not go. So I know if I'm able to get in front of a bigger audience, that I know my sales will continue to climb because I really believe in my product. And I really, really believe that it's a multi-million dollar company. It just takes the right person. You got to get in the room. I've been networking a lot because I'm the most introverted extrovert. Like, I'm so introverted. But I'm friendly and outgoing and nice, but I really, really like my time alone, you know?
I'm the same way. Yeah, I feel like when you're starting a business, you have to do things that you're not comfortable doing. But I was just curious, we're talking about like your website. So, you know, do you use Shopify or like what's like the role of technology with your company?
Yeah, so I definitely use Shopify. Love Shopify. It was so simple. I built my own website. Wow. Just using their little, you know, walkthrough. I built my own website. So I have to maintain my website and I drop ship my shirts. So that's easier for me because it cuts down on overhead. The only setback of that, and not really a setback, but when you drop ship, you know, you go through a company. So they do all the printing, they do the shipping, they do the packaging. So you have to split the profit with them. Which is okay with me because it helps get my, like, you got to spend money to make money. You know what I mean?
So, that makes sense. So have you used AI at all for your business or do you feel like it has like any use case for your business?
Actually, let me tell you something. I just found out about AI. So I had no clue about this stuff. I'm so like tech intermediate. I just found out about this app called ChatGPT, right? So I go on there because I'm trying to like do different proposals for my shirt. So I'm like, help me come up, like, I know what I want to say. So I'll go in there and say, hey, I want to say something about T-Rodica, why I did it. So I'll say like, you know, the whole spiel about why I was made and it will word it perfectly. It's like, yeah, I can help you with that. And it'll make a perfect like pitch for me. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. So it's something that I can look at and practice. But as far as like anything else, no, like that's the only thing I've done is the ChatGPT thing. But as far as AI, I haven't used that. But I'm sure it can be beneficial to my business in some way. I turn nothing down. That's not how I am. Like I'm always wanting to learn. So I'll listen, you know, to see what will work and what won't work for me and my business.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've seen some tools like that are high level chat bots acting as like customer service agents or even like shopping cart recovery tools that if somebody's in your cart, they'll get like an email saying, hey, you know, are you sure, you know, you can save 10% if you shop right now, you know, tools like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've seen that with different sites like this new glasses site's like, hey, you still got these glasses in your cart.
Yep.
Yeah, so I am familiar. So that they're using AI to do that, huh?
Yeah, it's AI. AI is part of that, but you know, AI can also be used oftentimes in that way when they're sending out like a message, right? So it's like, you know, formulating like the message to send the name, have the correct messaging, target for that person based on the item. So
yeah, that sounds awesome. I have to look into that a little more.
Yeah, definitely. So in terms of your business, what would you say is your top priority in the next 3 to 6 months?
In the next 3 to 6 months, I really want to get my products in more hands. So my top priority is vending my products, letting people, and that's how I get feedback, right, from my customers. So I was at my sister's surprise party, and one of her friends was like, I'll be in Houston. I want to get some shirts. And I'm like, you can just order them. She's like, no, I need to feel them. I need to see them. So I'm super reflective. So when she said that, I was like, but when she said that, it made me think like, wow, how many more people feel like that? You know, how many more people want to feel and see the product, you know, before they purchase? They want to really get a feel for the product. Like, because, you know, people are big on like comfy t-shirts. So when she said that, that's what prompted me to say, yeah, I need to start vending more. I need to start going to places and letting people get these products in their hands. So that's my biggest priority in the next 3 to 6 months.
What would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
To keep going. Don't get frustrated, because it's months where I have like killer months. And it's months where it's super slow, you know, that it was going to be like that. You know, like in your mind, you're like, oh my God, this is such a great idea. It's going to be awesome. Everybody's going to want it. And then when you start and then like people, like you get a good buzz, you're like, oh, okay, everything's going good. Like it's going to be ebbs and flows. And you just got to go with the motion of it. So that's one thing I wish. If I could talk to myself then before starting this, I would go back and tell myself that. Like, stay as excited as you were on the first day you did it. That's one thing I wish I knew before I started. Because if you stay excited, it's going to work out. It's going to all fall together. But you got to believe in yourself 100%. You got to believe in your product. You got to believe in yourself. The product is the bonus of you believing in yourself. That's what I would have told myself. Just gave myself that little piece of encouraging advice.
Makes sense. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
1 year from now, I expect to say, hey, I've been having $10,000 months, $20,000 months, $100,000 months in my business, that I made my business $1 million company 1 year from now, because it's possible.
No, definitely. And that's a really great goal, and we're rooting for you. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website and social media handles? Like, what's the best way for somebody to get in contact with your business?
The best way, my website, which is Terotica, terotica.shopify.com. My Instagram is Ronna, R-O-N-N-A underscore the, like D-A, ruler, underscore the ruler, Terotica CEO. It's pretty long, but if you put in Ronna underscore the, I should pop up. And my Facebook is just the ruler, like D-A underscore ruler.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much for your time, Ronna. You know, as I said earlier, we're rooting for you and wishing you the best of luck. And yeah, hopefully we can chat again in 1 year from now as your business keeps growing and scaling.
I hope so too, Dan. Make sure you send me this on YouTube so I can watch back.
Yeah, I will share it with you on YouTube. I'll share it with you, I think, on LinkedIn, right, is where we spoke. Yes. So yeah, I'll definitely share it to you, and you'll have full access to it. So if you want to cut it, make it TikToks and Instagram Reels, feel free. And yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. All right. Bye.
Okay.